Our next speaker this evening is Neva Hauser, psychology major from Palo Alto, California. Neva.
To all my fellow graduates of the class of 2012, I have a confession to make. I'm afraid of becoming a grown-up. I've been thinking about growing up a lot lately. You could even go so far as to say is that it haunts me on a daily basis. This is because I've been having this reoccurring dream that harkens back to my first day at Lewis and Clark, actually. I walk into Templeton uncertainly and cautiously, and I suddenly feel a deepening anxiety that can only come from being extremely late to an exam. My heart begins to race, and my eyes widen, but I can't figure out what I'm late for. Even more frustratingly, I can't remember why I'm in Templeton in the first place. To make the situation worse, there's an incessant buzzing following me wherever I go. This buzz is angry and unyielding, such that it is as if a group of revengeful bees has found out about my love of honey, and they're coming after me. I sprint down the corridor to the mailboxes, thinking that I must have an important letter. Although based on the frequency for which I receive mail, this now seems like a futile effort. Why else would I be there, though? Once I reach the mailboxes, of course, I cannot seem to remember my mailbox combination, only augmenting my frustration and confusion. My heartbeat booms in concert with the buzzing, and I can feel the walls crumpling inward onto me. And just as soon as I'm about to scream at the top of my lungs that nothing is worth this kind of stress, I wake up. Now, I'm not any kind of dream expert, but I have a sneaking suspicion, and all of you can help me verify that this dream may reflect my stress and confusion concerning life after Lewis and Clark. I cannot help but wonder, why am I so worried about the inevitable? The most logical reason to me I can find, it seems, is that because after today, the harsh world is rushed right in front of us. And this is not a familiar world of comfort. After today, we are being introduced to the terrifying world of uncertainty. After today, there is no obvious next step. After today, the weight of expectation to organize our lives becomes a heavier and more pressing load. After today, we are let loose on the world as very intelligent and talented, yet bewildered amateur grown-ups. For those of you who, like me, still don't know what you want to be when you grow up, and for those of you who do, I am fervently jealous. But all the same, I think it is not a time to stress what direction you want to steer your life. Instead, understand the beauty of the opportunity of a clean canvas. After today, many of us have the rare opportunity in one's life to truly consider what we, at this very moment, want to do. My best friend from home, I call her Madee, recently asked me this blunt and peculiar question, and I challenge every one of you to meditate on it as well. I think far too often there's an unhealthy emphasis on the shoulds at the end of a college career. I see these shoulds as pushy gophers disrupting the serenity of my personal garden. They pop their heads up squeaking, I should get a job, I should be an intern, I should beef up my resume, I should buy some grown-up clothes, etc. And although it is important to recognize the shoulds, as they do carry value and are often hard to ignore, perhaps it is more valuable now to discover what you want. What do you want to learn? What ignites your passion? What will inspire you to wake up every morning and thank the universe for the opportunity to do something that brings you joy? Do not be afraid to retire those things that no longer give you happiness. And even more importantly, never limit yourself in the exploration of your many potential avenues. As Mary Oliver said more eloquently than I ever could, just let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Although I am afraid of becoming a grown-up, I must acknowledge and let you in on an unsettling secret. The grown-up transformation has already begun. And we may actually be more prepared than I originally thought. Our skills in time management, communication, work ethic, and even socialization have only further been sharpened over the course of our years at Lewis and Clark. At the very least, your roommates may have already taught you both everything beautiful and horrifying about human nature. Even more importantly, I think these 4 years have provided further clarity towards identifying a sense of self. I think incredible fulfillment lies in pushing back the curtain of who you are. So do not hesitate to shine this newfound knowledge of you to the world, as it is constantly changing and refocusing. You have been given this beautiful gift of individuality, and I urge you to show it off. I know that although I'm just a naive and young adult at the ripe age of 22, and that this speech is applicable advice perhaps more for me than many of you if you choose to take it, I've gained several pieces of wisdom, as I know all you have, from the most influential in my life that I would like you to consider. From my professors, all 35 of you, the more you can know, the more you can see. From my mom, do what you love, for there is no treasure more valuable than happiness. From my dad, let courage and honor be both your crown and your sword. And from my basketball coaches, you are truly and remarkably unlimited, beyond what you could have ever imagined. So, my friends and classmates, in the coming days of uncertainty, I encourage you to not worry so much, enjoy every day, be good to each other, and for crying out loud, believe in yourselves. After all, as this momentous day illustrates, positive thoughts breed positive events. Thank you.